This morning, we'll turn to our Bible to Exodus chapter 3.
今天早上，我们翻开圣经《出埃及记》第三章。
We want to read from verse 1 to verse 14.
我们要从第一节读到第十四节。
Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 through verse 14.
出埃及记第三章第一节到第十四节。
I would read. Now Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not consumed. So Moses said, I must turn aside now to see this marvelous sight where the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not come near here. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. He said also, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have given heed to their cry because of their taskmasters, for I am aware of their sufferings. So I have come down to deliver them from the power of the Egyptians, and to bring them off from that land to a good and spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites, the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, behold, the cry of the sons of Israel has come to me. Furthermore, I have seen oppressions with which the Egyptians are oppressing them. Therefore, come now, and I will send you to Pharaoh, so that you may bring my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with you, and this shall be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God at this mountain. Then Moses said to God, Behold, I'm going to the sons of Israel, and I will say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you. Now they may say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Thus you shall say to son of Israel, I am has sent me to you.
出埃及记第三章第一节到十四节，摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶特洛的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。摩西说，我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说，摩西，摩西。他说，我在这里。神说，不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。又说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。我原知道他们的痛苦。 我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出了那地，到美好宽阔牛奶与蜜之地，就是迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、希未人、耶布斯人之地。现在以色列人的哀声达到我耳中，我也看见埃及人怎样欺压他们，故此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。摩西对神说，我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？神说，我必与你同在。你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的证据。摩西对神说，我到以色列人那里，对他们说，你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来，他们若问我说，他叫什么名字，我要对他们说什么呢？神对摩西说，我是自有永有的。又说，你要对以色列人这样说，那自有的打发我到你们这里来。
Let us have further words of prayers.
让我们再有点祷告。
Father, we are so grateful to be able to come into your presence this morning.
父神，我们是何等感谢你，我们能够早上来到你的面前。
Our heart was full of gratitude because you have chosen us before the foundation of the earth.
我们的心充满了感谢，因为你在创世之前就拣选了我们。
Chosen us to be your son.
拣选我们成为你的儿子。
We don't know how to thank you for this election.
我们不知道怎样为着这样的拣选而来感恩你。
We can all come before you and say, Lord, we are unworthy to be chosen.
我们只能来到你面前说，主啊，我们是不配被拣选的。
But we have a desire this morning that we will choose you to be our Lord.
但是今天早上我们有个意愿，就是说我们愿意拣选你成为我们的主。
To choose to be our joy.
拣选你成为我们的喜乐。
To choose you to be our hope.
成为我们的盼望。
To choose you to be our all.
拣选你成为我们的一切。
We pray that this morning that you cast all our selfish pleas.
愿意你今天除去我们一切的自私。
And calms our earthly strife.
平息我们心中一切的意愿。
And we would come to you and declare that you are enough for us.
我们来到你的面前就说有你就够了。
And we again want to come before your word with humility.
我们愿意带着谦卑的心来到你的话语面前。
And so often that, Lord, you want to speak to us.
我们愿意说主你对我们说话。
But we pray this morning that you yourself speak to us.
今天早上我们愿意你自己亲自对我们说话。
Open up your words.
我们打开你的话语。
And enlighten our spirit.
喜悦我们的心。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们把这个时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主的名祷告。
This morning we want to come to this scripture describing the vision given to Moses.
我们今天早上要来到说到这段的圣经，说到给摩西的一个意象。
This is the vision of the burning bush.
这就是那焚烧荆棘的意象。
And this is the story that all of us are very familiar with.
这是我们每一个人都非常熟悉的故事。
And sometimes it's very difficult to read the scripture we are so familiar with.
有时候当我们对一段经文非常熟悉的时候，是非常难读懂。
And it's actually very difficult sometimes for Holy Spirit to speak to us.Through those scriptures.
也很难让圣灵借着这些话语再对我们说话。
Therefore, we need the Holy Spirit this morning.
因此我们早上需要圣灵。
To remove any hindrance and barriers between us and the scriptures.
除去在我们和这个经文中间一切的障碍。
So the Lord this morning can speak to us.Through the vision of the burning bush.
好叫今天早上主能够借着这焚烧荆棘的意象来对我们说话。
We first have to discuss what is a vision.
我们先要说到什么是意象。
It's very simple. Vision is a way God communicates with us.
意象就是神借着意象来对我们说话。
In Old Testament, God communicated Himself to prophets through visions.
在旧约的时候，神借着意象来对先知们说话。
Even in New Testament time, God still communicates His purpose to apostles through visions.
就是在新约的时候，他也借着意象，把他的心意，把他的旨意向使徒们显明出来。
God has a purpose in His heart.
神在他的心中有一个心，有一个旨意。
And He needs to communicate His purpose to a human being.
他愿意把他的这旨意向人类说明出来。
And due to the limitation of humans.
但是因着人类的限制。
And God used visions.
所以神必须要用意象。
And sometimes use dreams.
有时候是用着异梦。
When we say that someone has vision, what does that mean?
所以我们说，当我们说有人有意象的时候，是什么意思呢？
That means this person knows what God wants.
那就是说这个人知道神要什么。
So brother and sister this morning, do we know what God wants?
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天早上我们知不知道神要什么？
Do we know what God wants out of you?
我们是否知道神要从你那在你的身上要得什么？
If we know what God wants from us,
若是我们知道神在我们身上要得什么？
If we know the relationship between what God wants from me with His purpose.
若是我们知道神要从我们身上所得着的跟他的旨意的关系。
Then we are a man with a vision.
那我们就是有意象的人。
If we do not know what God wants from me.
若是我们不知道神要我们得到什么。
Or I do not know what He wants from me has any relationship with His purpose.
若是我们不知道神要从我们身上所得的与他的旨意有任何的关系的话，
Then I do not have a vision.
那我们就是没有意象的人。
So brother and sister, it's a very important question this morning for all of us. Do we have a vision?
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天早上这是一个非常重要的一个问题，就是我们是否有意象。
What happens if a person has no vision?
那若是一个人没有意象的话，会有什么事发生呢？
What happens if a person does not know what God wants?
若是一个人不知道神所要的，会是怎么样的情形呢？
Actually, Bible told us about that.
圣经上告诉我们。
Bible said if a person has no vision, then he will live an unconstrained life.
圣经上告诉我们说，人若是没有意象的话，一个人没有意象的话，他就会过着一个放肆的生活。
His life is unrestrained.
他的生活就是放肆的。
He will do whatever it pleases him.
他就会任意而行。
He will do whatever is right in his own eyes.
他就会任意而行，照他自己所要的而做。
Are we today constrained by a vision?
我们今天是否被一个意象所控制？
And often the vision becomes the purpose.
常常这个意象就成为旨意。
With a purpose in life, we live a restrained life.
若是我们在我们的生活是有目的、有方向的话，我们就活在一个受限制的生活。
Remember, Apostle Paul told King Agrippa.
你记得使徒保罗对亚基帕王所说的话吗？
I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision.
我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
And the vision of Paul constrained his life.
这保罗的意象就限制就捆绑住他的生活。
But then you may ask me, Should I just wait for a dream or a vision to come to me someday?
那也许你就问我，那我是不是就应该等候有一天这个意象或异梦临到我呢？
It is true. I believe God still communicates with us today with visions.
是的，我实在是仍然相信今天神能够借着意象来对我们说话。
But however, Apostle Paul in Ephesians also revealed to us a different way.
但是在我们使徒保罗在以弗所书告诉我们有另外一条路。
Paul prayed in Ephesians chapter 1. He said, God may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Today, we can see the vision with the spirit.
保罗在以弗所书第一章里面就说求父神将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真能够看见他。
Paul further explained in verse 18 that the Holy Spirit will enlighten the eyes of our heart to see the visions.
在十八节，他更一步的解释说，圣灵要照明你们心中的眼睛。
Dear brothers and sisters, this morning this is our prayer. This should be your prayer in your heart at this time.
弟兄姐妹们，今天这就是我们今天早上是我们的祷告，也是你的祷告。
As we come through this vision, the scriptures, we should pray, Lord, Holy Spirit, enlighten the eyes of my heart to see the vision.
我们来到神的话语面前，我们就求圣灵来照明我们心中的眼睛，叫我们能够看见异象。
In Exodus chapter 3, we found Moses.
使徒行传第三章。出埃及记第三章。
And Moses was pasturing the flock of his father-in-law in Midian.
我们看见摩西在那里在米甸牧养他岳父的羊群。
He led the flock to the west side of the wilderness.
他把羊群带到野外去。
And camped them among Horeb.
到了何烈山。
And why was Moses in the land of Midian to begin with?
先说为什么摩西在米甸这地呢？
What in the world Moses was doing in Midian? As a shepherd,
摩西在米甸当牧羊人，这到底是什么回事呢？
We know shepherds are detestable by Egyptians.
因为牧羊人是被埃及人所厌恶的。
And Moses was the son of the daughter of Pharaoh.
摩西他是法老女儿的儿子。
And Moses was highly educated in all the learnings of Egypt.
摩西有非常有学问，他学了埃及一切的学问。
He was mighty in words and in deeds.
他说话行事都有能力。
There was no reason for Moses to be a shepherd in the desert of Midian.
这实在是没有任何的原因让摩西在米甸牧养羊群。
But there was something special about Moses.
但是在摩西的身上有些非常特别的点。
Even as he lived in the palace of Pharaoh, he had an interest in his Hebrew brethren.
他虽然住在法老的王宫里，但是他却对着他的希伯来弟兄们有心意。
He never forgot about his Hebrew brethren.
他从来没有忘记他希伯来的弟兄们。
So one day he saw an Egyptian oppressed a Hebrew.
有一天他看见一个埃及人欺压一个希伯来人。
His heart was so stirred up, he killed the Egyptian.
他的心是被大大的激动，他就把那埃及人杀死了。
And the second day, he saw two Hebrews fighting.
第二天，他就看见有两个希伯来人在争斗。
That really hurt him, dearly.
这实在伤他的心。
And he said to them, "Why are you striking your companions?"
他就对他们说，你们为什么打你同住的人呢？
But to his surprise, they said to him, "Well, who made you a prince or a judge over us? Are you intending to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?"
但是大出他意料之外，这人对他说，谁立你做我们的首领和审判官呢？难道你要杀我，像杀那埃及人吗？
So when Pharaoh heard about this matter, Pharaoh wanted to kill Moses.
所以当法老王听见这件事情以后，他就要杀摩西。
And Moses fled to the desert of Midian and stayed there for 40 years.
所以摩西就逃到米甸的旷野里面去，在那边居住了40年之久。
And that day Moses saw a burning bush.
在那一天，摩西看见到一个焚烧的荆棘。
And he probably had seen burning bush every day in his life in the desert.
当他在旷野的生活里面，他大概每一天都看到那个荆棘被焚烧的荆棘。
That's not uncommon to have bush burned by fire.
这不是一个不寻常的事情，看见荆棘被火烧着了。
Because bushes were so dry and the desert was so hot.
因为这个荆棘是如此的干，然后这个沙漠是又是如此的热。
So Moses has seen hundreds of thousands of burning bushes in his 40 years in the wilderness.
在他40年在旷野里面的生活，他大概看了千百次这个荆棘被火烧着了。
But that day, it was different.
但是那一天却是不同的。
Because the bush was not consumed by the fire.
因为这荆棘没有被火烧毁。
And Moses said, I must turn aside now to see this marvelous thing.
摩西就说, 我要过去看看这大异象。
It's just another day, right?
那就是有一天。
It is another bush.
也不过就是一个荆棘。
But it caught Moses' attention.
但是呢，抓住了摩西的注意力。
Brothers and sisters, this is the situation we are in today.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是我们今天在的情形。
We live in the Midians. We live in the desert of Midians.
我们是住在米甸地，我们是住在米甸的旷野里面。
There are things happening around us, just like the burning bushes.
许多事情在我们生活的周遭发生，就像那烧着的荆棘一样。
And we're so busy tending our sheep every day.
我们是如此的忙碌在照顾我们的羊群。
You know, to us, no, a day today is no different from yesterday.
对我们而言，今天跟昨天是没有不一样。
And this week, it's not that different from last week.
这一周与上一周也没有什么不一样。
And tending sheep in the wilderness, just like that.
牧养羊群，在旷野里牧养羊群就是这样子。
And sometimes it's very hard for us to pay attention to certain things.
许多时候因此就很难让我们注意到一些的事情。
But we thank God, Moses paid attention to this marvelous sight.
但是我们感谢神，摩西就注意到这个大的异象。
I pray that all of us this morning will pay attention to this sight.
我们求主让我们每一个人今天早上也能够注意到这个大异象。
Moses turned aside now to see it.
摩西就转过去去看。
Do you have that curiosity to see what it is in this vision?
在你的心中有这样的好奇心，愿意要看这个异象是什么吗？
What Moses saw changed his life.
摩西所看见的就改变了他的一生。
If today you and I truly see this vision, it will change our life as well.
若是今天你我真正的看见了这个异象，这也要改变我们的生命。
But you have to turn aside.
但是你必须要转过去看。
You must pay attention.
你必须要注意。
You have to have that curiosity.
你必须要有这样的好奇心。
You have to open your heart.
你必须要打开你的心。
To see what this vision really is.
看这个意象到底是什么。
Moses saw the following.
摩西看见了这下面的事情。
He saw a thorn bush.
摩西看见了一个荆棘。
That's the first part of this vision.
这也是这意象的第一个部分，就是荆棘。
And the thorn bush was burned with fire.
这个是一个被烧着的荆棘。
So the fire is the second part of this vision.
被火焰烧着的荆棘，这火就是第二个部分。
But the uniqueness of this sight is the thorn bush was not consumed.
但是这独特的方面，就是这个荆棘却没有被烧毁。
So let's come together and look into the vision together now.
现在让我们大家一起来看这个意象。
First, let's look at the thorn bush.
第一个，让我们来看这荆棘。
So what is a thorn bush?
那荆棘是什么呢？
For those who study Genesis, I'd like to ask you, have you seen thorn bush in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2?
你们 那些在读创世纪的人，让我来问你们一个问题，你们在创世纪第一章和第二章里面有没有看见荆棘呢？
Have anyone have seen thorn bush in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2?
你们有没有任何人在在创世纪第一章和第二章里面看见荆棘呢？
When God created the heaven and the earth, He did not create thorn bush.
当神创造天地的时候，他并没有造荆棘。
So, where did the thorn bush come from?
那这荆棘是从哪里来的呢？
It's in chapter 3.
那是第三章。
After man has sinned,
在人犯罪了之后，
the curse was upon the earth.
这地就被受到咒诅。
Then both thorns and thistles shall grow from the land.
那荆棘和棘藜就从地长出来。
The thorn bush is the sign of something being cursed.
这荆棘乃是那个被咒诅的一个记号。
And thorn bush bears no fruits.
这个荆棘不会结果。
In other words, it serves no purpose.
换句话说，它是毫无目的，毫无用处的。
Thirdly, the end of a thorn bush is to be burned by fire.
第三个，这个荆棘的它的最终就是被火烧着并烧毁。
That's the definition of a thorn bush.
这个就是荆棘。
It's a sign of something being cursed.
就是一个被咒诅的一个记号。
It serves no purpose in life.
在生命中是没有意义的。
The end of his life is to be burned by fire.
这最终乃是被火烧毁。
So that day, the vision is, Moses saw himself as a thorn bush.
在那一天，那意象就是摩西看见他自己就是那荆棘。
And this is the first part of revelation of this vision, is someone has seen himself as a thorn bush.
这是这意象的第一个看见，第一个启示，就是当一个人看见他自己不过就是荆棘。
I think very few of us will have that vision yet. We have not seen ourselves as a thorn bush.
我想我们众人都很少有这样子看见，因为我们都不把自己当作是荆棘。
Some of us may think that we are the cedar in Lebanon.
在座的也许我们有些人说我是黎巴嫩的香柏树。
I think many of us, especially when we grew up, we all believe that we are the cedar in the Lebanon.
特别是我们在聚会里长大的人，我们都认为自己就是黎巴嫩的香柏树。
Actually, my elementary school teacher told us that.
我的小学的老师就这么告诉我的。
He told all of us that you are the future of our country.
小学的老师就告诉我们说，我们是将来这个国家的盼望。
So we believe we want to be the cedar in Lebanon.
所以我们相信，我们也自以为是，我们就是黎巴嫩的香柏树。
But as we grew older, we realized that we were probably not the cedar in Lebanon.
但是当我们渐渐年纪渐长的以后，我们就发现，也许我们不是黎巴嫩的香柏树了。
Maybe I am the cherry tree of Brazil.
也许我是巴西的的樱桃树。
And it's still a very good tree.
这仍然是一个很好的树。
And as we grew older, we realized That's too hard to be the cherry of Brazilian.
当我们在年纪再长了以后，我们就说，哦，当巴西的这樱桃树恐怕也不太简单。
I settle to be oak trees.
好，我就愿意成为橡树。
And it's very common in Texas.
在德州是非常普遍的。
Now I believe I'm just average person here. I'm an oak tree.
我在这里不过就是一个非常平凡的人，我就是一棵橡树。
And later we believe that.Maybe I will be okay if I'm a pine tree.
也许我以后就说我自己松树也可以了。
We're none of that.
我们这些都不是。
We're nothing but a thorn bush.
我们只不过是荆棘。
And it took Moses 40 years.To realize that.
摩西费了40年之久的时间才看见这件事。
I don't know how long it will take you and me to realize this.
我不知道我们要花多少的时间才能够有这样的看见。
The clock is ticking.
这时间在摆动。
The sooner that you and I realize we are a thorn bush, the better.
若是我们早一点看见自己不过是荆棘，那是好的。
In 40 years in the desert of Midian, Moses lost everything.
40年在米甸的旷野里，摩西失去了一切。
He lost his ambitions.
他失去了他的雄心。
He lost his eloquence.
他失去了他的口才。
He lost his confidence.
他失去他的自信。
He lost his hope.
他失去了他的希望。
Because he wrote that the life expectancy of the human being is 70 years.
因为他说人不过人的年一生的年日不过是70岁。
If you are strong, you can live to 80 years.
若是强壮可到80岁。
By the time he stood before the burning bush, Moses was already 80 years old.
当摩西站在那个焚烧的荆棘面前的时候，他已经是80岁了。
He's ready to fly away.
他已经预备好要如飞而去。
This life is hopeless for Moses.
这个他的生命对他而言是一点盼望都没有。
He was cursed by Pharaoh because Pharaoh wanted to kill him.
他是受到法老的咒诅，因为法老要杀他。
He lost his purpose in the desert of Midian.
他是在米甸的旷野里面，他失去了他自己的一切的。
He was waiting for his time to fly away.
他只不过是在那等候他的时间而到，他就会如飞而去。
He met all the requirement of a thorn bush at that time.
在那个时候，他就是荆棘。
Took 40 years for Moses.To see himself a thorn bush.
40年之久，摩西才看见他自己是荆棘。
Have we seen ourselves nothing but a thorn bush?
我们是否看见我们自己不过是荆棘？
That's the first part of the visions.
这是这个意象的第一个部分。
We cannot pass.To the second part, if we do not see the first part.
我们没有办法进到第二步，若是我们没有看见第一个部分。
If we do not agree or we do not see ourselves as a thorn bush, then we will not see the rest of the vision.
若是我们不看见自己不过是荆棘，我们就没有办法看见这意象。其他的剩下的部分。
The rest of the vision will be a closed book to us.
这剩下的这意象对我们不过是一个关闭的书。
Unless we see ourselves as thorn bush, this vision will be a closed book to us.
除非我们看见我们自己不过是荆棘，否则这个意象对我们不过是一本关闭的书。
Then let's move to the second part.
那我们看到第二点。
The second part is the fire.
第二点就是火焰。
Now fire has two very different interpretations in the Bible.
火焰在圣经里面有两个非常不同的解说。
The first interpretation is fire is judgment.
第一个解说就是 火焰就是审判。
God destroyed the city of Sodom, Gomorrah by fire.
神是用硫磺与火来毁灭了索多玛与俄摩拉。
Isaiah said, God will execute judgment by fire.
在以赛亚告诉我们说，耶和华神在一切有血气人身上用火焰来审判。
God judged man by His holiness.
神是用他的圣洁来审判人。
On the day of judgment, everything that is unholy will be judged by His holiness.
在当审判当我们在审判台前的时候，一切不圣洁的都要因着他的圣洁来受到审判。
Therefore, the storm encountered this judgment, the thorn bush are consumed.
因此，这个荆棘就受到审判，它就被火烧着。
If you have not convinced yet you are a thorn bush, let me go a little bit deeper here.
若是你还没有看见你自己是荆棘的话，让我再进一步来说。
Now, if you marry, then you have either a wife or a husband.
若是你是结婚的话，你就有丈夫或者是妻子。
Then in your household, you will have two thorn bushes.
那在你的家里面就有两棵荆棘树。
And that explains all the difficulty, all the trouble you have experienced so far.
那就是说明了你在生活中所经历的一切的痛苦。
You have suffered for a long time.
你已经在这其中受苦许久了。
The reason is simple, is there are two thorn bushes.
这原因非常简单，因为在这里有两棵荆棘。
How could you not suffer if you live with a thorn bush and yourself is a thorn bush?
你怎么样不受苦呢？你自己，你与一个荆棘住在一起，你而且你自己也是荆棘。
Then you have two kids now.
然后也许现在你有两个孩子。
You have two small thorn bushes.
那你就有两棵小的荆棘。
You have two large thorn bushes live together with two small thorn bushes.
那你看见两这个大的荆棘树跟两棵小的荆棘树住在一起。
Now you suffer even more.
那你现在所受的苦难就更多了。
If you like our brother James, he has five children.
你若是像我们翁弟兄的话，他有五个孩子。
You have two large thorn bushes, you have five small thorn bushes, you live together. How can you not suffer?
那就有两棵大的荆棘跟五棵小的荆棘树住在一起，那你怎么能够不受苦呢？
How can we not be consumed?
那我们怎么能够不被烧毁呢？
That experience our experience in life, we feel like we are consumed.
这就是我们在生活里的经历，我们常常是被烧毁了。
Because that's the only experience the thorn bush has, is being consumed by fire.
那因为这个就是荆棘的唯一的经历，就是被火烧毁。
Isn't this explain all our life experience?
这是不是就解释了我们生活的许多的经历呢？
Oftentimes we have no problem to see our spouse as thorn bush.
许多的时候，看见我们的配偶是荆棘，是一点都没有困难的。
But the difficult part is to see ourselves as thorn bush.
但是最难的乃是看见我们自己不过就是荆棘。
If we one day see that,
若是有一天我们看见这样这一点的话，
it's a blessing to our life.
那是在我们生活上乃是一个祝福。
It's a blessing to your family.
也是对你家庭的一个祝福。
It's a blessing to your children.
也是对你的孩子们的一个祝福。
But fire has another totally different interpretation.
但是火焰还有另外一个完全不同的解释。
In Hebrew chapter 12, God said, God is the consuming fire.
在希伯来书第十二章里面告诉我们神是烈火。
When God used to speak from the Mount Moreb,
当神从何烈山说话的时候，
God spoke from the midst of the fire.
神是在火焰中来说话。
Even in these visions, God spoke from the midst of the fire.
就是在这个异象里面，我们都看见神从火焰中说话。
How can we reconcile these two drastic interpretations?
我们怎么能够把这两个非常不同的解说，把它合在一起呢？
Fire is judgment.
火焰是审判。
Fire is God Himself.
火焰是神自己。
Brother and sister, when an unholy person encounters with the Holy God, the God would judge the unholy.
弟兄姐妹们。当一个不圣洁的人遇见了这位圣洁的神，这个人就要备受审判。
That's the reason when God spoke on the mountain, He told Israelite not to even come close.
所以，当他神在山上对以色列人说话的时候，他叫以色列人不可近前来。
And He told Moses, "Remove your sandals."
在这里告诉摩西说要脱下你脚上的鞋子。
Because this is holy ground.
因为这是圣地。
God is holy.
因为神是圣洁的。
The place that God is holy.
神所在的地方就是圣地。
Those thorn bush will be consumed by the holy God.
那些荆棘就要被这位圣洁的神所烧坏。
These two interpretations.Are consistent.
这两个不同的解说是一致的。
But what happened that day when the thorn bush was not consumed by the fire?
但是那一天这个焚烧的荆棘没有被烧坏，是为什么呢？
Do you know there are some materials that we know of cannot be consumed by fire?
你知道有一些的材料是我们所知道的材料是不会被火焰所烧毁的。
For example, gold.
譬如说金。
And silver.
和银。
You can put the gold and silver onto fire.
你可以让金和银经过火。
But fire will not consume gold or silver.
这火焰却不会烧毁。这金和银
The gold and silver will only be purified by the fire.
这金和银不过就是乃是会被这火焰所炼净。
So if you are not consumed by the fire, you will be purified by the fire.
你若是不被这火焰烧毁，你就会被这火焰所炼净。
There are some materials that we know of.Will actually be glorified by the fire.
有一些东西乃是我们所知道的，是会乃会被这火因着火而得到荣耀。
You look at the old conventional light bulb.
你看到那一般的那个灯泡。
Not the new LED light bulb.
并不是这新的这 LED 的灯泡。
Some of our young people may not even know.What the conventional light bulb looks like.
也许有一些年轻人根本不知道这普通的这灯泡的是长什么样子。
In a conventional light bulb, there is a little very thin wire in within.
在这个普通的灯泡里面有一个非常细的铁像铁丝。
Called filament.
这乃是就称为灯丝。
When you put this filament onto the fire.
当你把这个灯丝经过火的时候
，When this little wire was burned，
当这个小的灯丝被烧着的时候
，He gave light to the whole room，
它就放光亮照明一个房
It's not consumed， but it's glorified。
它没有被烧毁，但是它却被得到荣耀。
And that's interesting thought.
这是一个非常有趣的想法。
The differences between being consumed and not being consumed is huge.
这个不被烧毁跟被烧毁中间的差别是何等的大。
Now we come to the third part of this vision.
那我们现在到这个意象的第三个部分。
And this is the key.
那这个是那个钥匙。
And this is the most important part.Of this vision.
这个是这个意象里面非常重要、最重要的一个部分。
And this part it's oftentimes overlooked by us.
但是这一部分却常常被我们所忽略了。
It's in verse 2.
那是在第二节。
The verse 2, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of a bush.
耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现。
When you read this portion of scriptures, you really need to pay attention to how God called himself.
在当你读这段圣经的时候，你必须要注意到神是如何称呼他的自己。
In verse 2, it's angel of the Lord.
在第二节，他是说到耶和华的使者。
In verse 4 and verse 7, it's either Jehovah or the Lord, depending on translations.
在第四节或第七节和第七节里面，他是说他是耶和华神。
And the rest is simply God.
那其余的不过就是神，就是神。
The angel of the Lord holds the key to this vision.
这耶和华的使者就是手拿着钥匙。
The angel of the Lord in the Old Testament is the second person of the Godhead.
在旧约里面，耶和华的使者就是神位的第二位。
The angel of the Lord is the Jesus Christ.
耶和华的使者就是耶稣基督。
In Judges, when the angel of the Lord appeared to the mother of Samson.
在士师记里面，当耶和华的使者向参孙的母亲显现的时候。
And the mother of Samson.Ask the angel, what is your name?
那他就问他说，你的名字是什么？
And the angel of the Lord told the mother of Samson, my name is Wonderful.
耶和华的使者就对参孙的母亲说，我的名字是奇妙的。
And Isaiah told us, there will be a son given to us, and his name will be called Wonderful.
在以赛亚书告诉我们说，有一子要为我们而生，他的名必称为奇妙。
Therefore, we knew the angel of the Lord is the second person of the Godhead.
所以我们知道耶和华的使者乃是神性中的第二位。
And the key to this vision is the angel of the Lord.
那在这个异象的钥匙就是耶和华的使者。
The angel of the Lord.Also was in the bush.
这耶和华的使者也在荆棘里。
When the angel of the Lord is in the bush, the thorn bush is not consumed by the fire.
当耶和华的使者在这荆棘里的时候，这个荆棘就不会被火烧坏。
In other words,The angel of the Lord is the mediator between the thorn bush and the fire.
换句话说，耶和华的使者就是在荆棘和火焰中的中保。
Without the mediator, the thorn bush is consumed by the fire.
没有这中保，这荆棘就被火焰所烧坏。
With the mediator, the thorn bush is not consumed by the fire.
有了中保，这个荆棘就不会被火所烧焰，所烧毁。
This is heart of the gospel.
这个就是福音的中心。
If we want to live through the fire,
若是我们要能够生活经过这火的话
，we need the angel of the Lord live within us.
我们需要。有耶稣的有耶和华的使者住在我们的心里。
And this vision transformed the life of Moses.
这个异象就改变了摩西的一生。
Through the 40 years in the desert of Midian, Moses realized he was nothing but a thorn bush.
在经过米甸旷野40年的生活，摩西看见他自己。不过是荆棘。
When God asked him to serve him again and return to Egypt, he said, Who am I?
当神呼召他，叫他再回到埃及去，再次来服侍侍奉神的时候，他对神说，我是什么人？
But God said to him, I will be with you.
但是神对他说，我必与你同在。
In other words, there is something else will be in the thorn bush.
那换句话说，有一个东，有另外一个东西在这个荆棘的里面。
It's not the thorn bush we went back to Egypt alone.
这个荆棘不是单独的回到埃及去。
If the thorn bush went back to the Egypt, the thorn bush would be consumed.
若是这荆棘是单独的回到埃及去，它一定会被烧毁。
But now God said, I will be with you.
但是现在神对他说，我必与你同在。
The fire and the angel of the Lord will be with the thorn bush.
这个 火焰和耶和华的使者必与这荆棘在一起。
And therefore Moses was not consumed by the anger of Pharaoh.
因此摩西就没有被法老的愤怒所烧毁。
Moses was not consumed by all the enemies he encountered.
他也没有被他所有遇见的这些仇敌所烧毁。
Not only that Moses was not consumed, in the process, Moses was purified.
摩西不但没有被烧坏，在这个过程之中，他乃是被炼净。
We found in Numbers the God described Moses this way. He said Moses became very humble, more than any man who was on the face of the earth.
我们在民数记里看见，神这样描述摩西。摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
Can you imagine Moses being described that way in his early days?
你可以想象在摩西 早期的生活里面被神这样子所描述吗？
Can you imagine Moses being humble when he killed the Egyptians?
当摩西杀死了埃及人的时候，他能够被称为是谦和的人吗？
But when a man sees himself as a thorn bush, he became very humble.
当一个人看见他自己不过是荆棘的时候，他就变成非常的谦卑。
The only thing that Moses can boast of is the fire and the angel of the Lord within him.
摩西所能够夸口的不过是在他里面的火和耶和华的使者。
Moses was also glorified by the fire. When Moses spent 40 days and 40 nights face to face with God,
当摩西在山上40昼夜与神面对面在一起的时候，
When Moses came down from the mountain, his face shone.
当摩西从山上下来的时候，他面皮上发光。
The thorn bush was glorified.
这个荆棘得到了荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, what does this mean to us today?
弟兄姐妹们，这今天对我们有什么意义呢？
First of all, we must come to a realization that we're nothing but a thorn bush.
首先，我们必须要看见我们自己不过是荆棘。
Then we have to realize we live in the world that is full of judgment.
我们必须看见我们所生活的这个世界上是满了审判。
Therefore, it's very easy for us to be consumed by all these judgments.
所以我们很容易的就被这一切的审判所烧坏。
You know, things are happening even now.You know, in the economies.
就像现在在经济上所发生的一些所有的事情。
And oil prices keep falling. Now it's below $50.
这油的价钱一直的下降，现在已经低过50块。
It's dear to my heart.
这对我心里面是非常有关系的。
Every $10 of oil price dropping is $3 billion of cash flow.
这每十块钱每油价掉十块钱就等于是三十亿的金钱。
If we are the thorn bush, we will be consumed by this.
若是我们是荆棘的话，我们就要被这一切所消耗。
It will absolutely consume us.
这绝对会来消耗我们。
Therefore, we need to see there's something else need to be in the thorn bush.
我们必须要看见有其他的事物必须要在这荆棘里面。
We need to have the fire, and we need to have the angel of the Lord.
我们必须有火焰，我们必须有耶和华的使者。
And this is the vision that Moses saw.
这是摩西所看见的异象。
And Moses has a choice that day.
在那一天，摩西有一个选择。
The first choice is to continue to be that thorn bush and live in the desert of Midian for the rest of his life.
第一个选择就是他可以仍然是荆棘，住在米甸的旷野里面来牧养羊群，度过他余下的年日。
And the second choice is to receive the fire and the angel of the Lord and go with the Lord.
第二个选择就是接受这个火焰和在耶和华的使者，并且与他同行。
And then he asked God, "What is your name?"
所以他问神说：“你的名是什么？”
And God said to Moses, "I am who I am."
神就对摩西说：“我是自由拥有者。”
Brothers and sisters, is God I am to you?
弟兄姐妹们，神是否是自由的？对你而言，神是否是自由的？
I think many of us know God I was.
我想我们很多人都知道神
过
去
的
神。
And many of us knew God I will be.
我们也许多人都知道那将来的神是。
But very few actually know God I am.
但是很少的人能够真正的看见神就是我是。
When the fire and the angel of the Lord within the thorn bush, the thorn bush will know God as great I am.
当这个火焰和在耶和华的使者在这荆棘里面的时候，这荆棘就能够看见耶和华使者就是那伟耶和华神就是那伟大的我是。
Without the fire and the angel of the Lord, we can only know God as God I was or God I will be.
没有火焰，没有耶和华的使者在这荆棘里面，我们所认识的神不过是过去的神，神的所事和将来的神的所事。
We need to know God I am.
我们必须要来认识神是。
It's not sufficient to know God I was. It's not sufficient to know God I will be.
单单认识神过去式或者是神的未来式都是不够的。
Do we know God I am?
我们是否认识神是？
If we know God I am, we will not be consumed by anything.
若是我们实在是认识神就是的话，我们不会被任何的事情所销毁。
What does that mean to us?
这对我们有什么意义呢？
To make it simple, this means that God gives you and I a credit card without spending limits.
这换句话说就是神给你和我一个没有消费额的信用卡。
I still remember when children growing up, they're always very happy when they got the hold of my credit card.
我仍然记得我的孩子们当在他们成长的岁月的时候，当他们拿到我的信用卡的时候，他们都非常的高兴。
They were always touting their sibling, "See, I got the credit card."
他们总是对他们的兄弟姐妹们说，你看我有的信用卡。
Hell, a credit card is I am.
这信用卡就是我是。
When you hold the credit card, then you hold I am.
当你手中持有着信用卡的时候，你就是持有着我是。
If you need righteousness, then this credit card will give you righteousness.
若是你需要公义的话，这个信用卡就给你公义。
If you need patience, this credit card will give you patience.
若是你需要忍耐，这个信用卡就给你忍耐。
If you need faithfulness, this credit card will give you faithfulness.
若是你需要信实，这个信用卡就给你信实。
Brother and sister, if you have a need, you don't need to run from it.
弟兄姐妹们，若是你有个需要，你不需要来逃避你的需要。
You can embrace your need.
你可以拥抱你的需要。
In the midst of the fire, you will see the great I am.
在这个火焰之中，你必要看见这伟大的我是。
Brother and sister, you look at the church over 2,000 year period.
弟兄姐妹们，你看这教会的过去2000年的历史。
There's so many fires. Would like to consume the church once and for all.
多少次有许多的火焰要来吞灭，要来烧毁这教会。
But church has been purified and glorified by the fire.
但是教会却因着这火焰被炼净，被得到荣耀。
Because the fire and the angel of the Lord is with the church.
因为这火焰，耶和华的使者是与教会同在。
Today the nation of Israel is the same way.
今天这以色列国也是同样的情形。
There are so many forces even today wants to destroy Israel.
今天有多少的这个势力想要来毁灭以色列国。
But these fires will only purify them and someday glorify them.
但是这些的火焰不过来炼净他们，有一天还要叫他们得到荣耀。
So brother and sister, today we have the same choices as Moses that day.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天也面临摩西当天的那个选择。
Moses realized he was a thorn bush.
摩西看见他不过是荆棘。
But he also realized something else.
但是他又看见了有其他的事。
Something that's beyond his imagination.
那是超过他所想象的。
Something that is unthinkable.
是那些他所不能够思想的。
God has chosen that thorn bush.
神拣选了那个荆棘。
This is something that you and I may not have thought about.
这是你我所不能够想象的事。
We don't think of us that way.
我们绝对不会这样子来看我们的自己。
But Paul has said in Ephesians, God has chosen us before the foundation of the earth.
但是保罗告诉我们，保罗在以弗所书里面告诉我们说，神在创世之前就拣选了我们。
Paul said, God has set me apart. From my mother's womb.
保罗告诉我们说，在从母腹中，神就分别了他。
God told Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrate you.
耶和华神对耶利米说，我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你。你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣。
For whatever reason, God has chosen to do well in the thorn bushes.
我们不知道是什么原因，但是神却是在荆棘里面能够来工作。
This is beyond our comprehension.
这实在是超过我们所能够明白，所能
够想象。God of the heaven of the earth desire to live, to dwell in thorn bushes.
这位创造天地万有的神，愿意喜悦住在这荆棘里。
God has a name you may not know.
神是有名字的，也许你不知道。
God has a name that you may not have known.
神有的一个名字，也许是你所不知道的。
God called himself God that dwell in the bushes.
神称他自己为住在荆棘中的神。
I know many Dutch people.
我知道有许多的荷兰人。
You know, when the Dutch people has their last name, it's usually the name of the village their ancestors live.
他们荷兰人他们的姓常常就是说出他们祖宗所住的那个小镇。
And they use that name of their dwelling as their last name.
他们用他们所住的那个小镇来成为他们的姓。
And they're proud of their last name.
所以他们以他们的姓为他们的姓为荣。
They're proud of the place they came from.
他们以他们所出生地为荣。
Here, our God was proud of His dwelling place.
在这里，我们的神是以他的居所为荣。
He called himself God dwells in the bushes.
他称他自己为主荆棘中上主的喜悦。
He has chosen to dwell in the bushes.
他选择住在荆棘的里面。
Prophetically, when Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross, he wore a crown made of thorn bushes.
当我们主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，人给他所戴上的是荆棘的冠冕。
It's a thorn bush became his crown.
荆棘成为他的冠冕。
God sees us differently.
神看我们每一个人是何等的不同。
When God sees a thorn bush, He also sees God that dwells in the thorn bush.
当神看见了荆棘的时候，他也看见了住在荆棘里的神。
So this morning we have the same choice.
所以今天早上我们也有同样的选择。
We can choose to become, remain a thorn bush and live the rest of our life in the desert of Midian.
我们可以选择成为荆棘，余下一生住在米甸的旷野里。
Or we can choose Jesus.
或者我们可以选择耶稣。
We confess.It's not enough to go through this life being just a thorn bush.
我们可以承认说，度过这一生仅仅是荆棘是没有是不足够的。
I need to choose Jesus.
我必须要选择耶稣。
To be my world.
成为我的世界。
I need to choose Jesus to be my joy.
我要选择耶稣成为我的喜乐。
I need to choose Jesus to be my hope.
我要选择耶稣成为我的盼望。
When I am about to be consumed, I need to choose Jesus.
当我快要被烧毁的时候，我要选择耶稣。
He is the great I am.
他是伟大的我是。
I need to experience God I am.
我必须要经历神是。
Otherwise, I will be consumed.
否则我就会被烧毁。
I cannot go through the rest of my life just being a thorn bush.
我不能够仅仅是一个荆棘来度过我余下的日子。
I want to choose Jesus.
我要选择拣选耶稣。
In every difficult part of my life,I need to choose Jesus.
在我生活里面每一个的困难难处，我要拣选一主耶稣。
It doesn't really matter what that is.
不管是什么。
It doesn't really matter who your enemy or adversary is.
不管你的仇敌或者抵挡你的人是谁。
The important thing is to choose our Lord Jesus.
最重要的乃是拣选主耶稣基督。
So that when Jesus Christ is in the thorn bush, we will never be consumed by anything.
当耶稣基督在这个荆棘里的时候，我们就不会被任何的事情所烧毁。
And this is the vision.
这就是异象。
Have you seen the vision?
你是否看见这异象？
Will you choose? Will you make the right choice because of seeing this vision?
你会不会因着看见这个异象来做一个对的选择？
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, I thank you that this morning we can again come to your word.
天父，我们感谢你，今天早上我们能够再次来到你的话语的面前。
It is so precious to us.
这是对我们是何其的宝贵。
Pray that this morning that every one of us will have the help of Holy Spirit to see that we're nothing but a thorn bush.
但愿今天早上我们每一个人因着圣灵的帮助，我们都看见我们自己不过仅仅是荆棘。
And we cannot go through our life, stay a thorn bush.
我们不能够度过我们的一生而只是一个荆棘。
This morning, give us that.Strength and revelation to make a choice.
今天早上求你给我们力量，给我们启示，让我们能够来做这样的拣选。
To choose our Lord Jesus.
来拣选主耶稣。
In all circumstances, choose Jesus.
在一切的事物中，我们来拣选主耶稣。
You are our all.
你是一切。
You will calm our earthly strife.
你会平静我们。
Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to fellowship within our heart.
愿意圣灵继续的在我们心中来对我们说话。
To be that counselor in our spirit.
在我们里面成为我们的保惠师。
At the time when we cannot choose, encourage us to choose you.
当我们在无法拣选的时候求你来帮助我们来拣选主耶稣。
May all of us this morning will choose you.
但愿我们每一个人今天早上都来拣选主你自己。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.